If you drink Northwest wines, chances are you've tasted something Paul Gregetz reviewed lately.
Well, I've written four important books about Washington wines. I've written for the Seattle Times.
What Gregetz writes about a wine matters. So says Charlie Hoppus, longtime winemaker and owner of Fidelitas Winery on Red Mountain.
If you get a good score, it differentiates you from maybe some other wineries and at least gets you some notice and some attention in the mass sea of wines that are out there for the consumer to try.
Gregetz's newest venture, Waitsburg Cellars, is a partnership with one of the largest wine companies in the Northwest. It's called Precip Brands, and if you know wine, they also own places like Waterbrook, House Wine, and Sawtooth. The arrangement worries some other winemakers, who now wonder whether Gregetz can be fair. Several declined to talk on the record for fear of getting on Gregetz's bad side. Even some of his media peers say designing wine and being paid by a major brand couldn't happen in their organization. Harvey Steinman is the Northwest editor for the magazine Wine Spectator.
From a journalistic standpoint, it's a conflict of interest to write about somebody you have a business relationship with without disclosing that. Now, in this particular case, he's disclosed it, and people can make their own judgment about whether it's whether it bothers them or not.
Does it bother you?
I wouldn't do it.
The Seattle Times had similar concerns. After more than 10 years, Gregetz has written his last column in the paper. The Times spokeswoman, Jill Mackey, said in a written statement, quote, "The discontinuation of the column is related to decisions he has made that are good for his brand and business, but make his serving in the same role problematic from our perspective." For his part, Gregetz contends that he's been transparent and tried to limit even an appearance of bias. For his wine enthusiast gig, Gregetz says he won't write on any of the other Precip brands. He says his wine venture is all part of a modern freelancer portfolio.
The New York Times has authors reviewing books from other authors. It's a matter of expertise. I have the expertise.
And one media ethicist, Al Tompkins, with the Florida-based Poynter Institute, says with no clear example of a biased column or blog post, he doesn't see a problem. Gregetz says he's most excited about having people try his two Old Vine Chenin Blanc wine blends. He says,
"In recent years, there's been a trend in winemaking toward naked wines.
That's a style of white wine produced with very little oak flavor. It's an analogy for how he feels now."
"I'm starting a trend toward the naked critic. Fully exposed. This is me."
And for the first time, Gregetz will be on the receiving end of wine reviews. I'm Anna King in Waitsburg, Washington.